Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I just filled out this questionnaire about an iPad Pro, and they tell me that it's only good for one person. I'm the only person that uses this phone. I'm home alone. I don't do anything. I don't go out of the house. The only person that handles my phone is me. And why are they telling me this? It's such a scam what you're doing to me.
Yes, ma'am. Have you tried to enter the contest before? Can I get your zip code?
19034.
19034?
Right.
And your first and last name?
Maureen Walsh.
Yes, I mean your mailing address?
414 Madison Avenue, Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, 19034.
Yes, I'm giving one moment. Yes, and so it looks like you tried to enter that contest back in August for an iPad. It's only one per household, so it's not going to let you try to do it again because you entered one in August.
Well, then why do they keep sending me this information? Why do they keep telling me this? And I never got it. It never was sent.
Yes, ma'am. So in order to be eligible for the contest for the iPad, you have to be enrolled in our Meal Planning Gap Grow Planner. But it looks like you were taken out of the contest on, actually, today. It looks like you were taken out of the contest. But in order to be eligible, you have to be enrolled in our Meal Planning Gap, called Grow Planner. But that was in August. So
I
sent you the iPad. The iPad is a contest for the iPad, but you tried to enter that contest in August. So because you did it in August, it's not going to let you do it again. It's a one-time entry.
And I did it in August, and now you're telling me that I can't do it again, and they keep sending me this thing, and it won't let me do it. So why you keep sending it to me? Just stop sending it.
Yes, ma'am. We aren't the ones that send them out. It's just the advertisement for it. You could try to enter with a different information, like a different email or a different card, but if you try to use the same one, it's not going to let you do it.
So you advertise this, then you send me the information, I filled it out, and now you're telling me because they didn't send it to me, I never got it, so now I can't enter it again. And it's
yes, ma'am. So you tried to enter the contest in August, but again, you were taken out of the contest, or you didn't win the contest. But since you entered it before, it won't let you do it again. It doesn't pick up that you've entered the contest again until you put in your information for it. So it's going to send you the advertisement because, like I said, it's not going to know until you put the information in.
Well, take me out of the advertisement. Take me out of it.
We aren't the ones that send the advertisement out.
It's a scam. Is what you're telling me. It's a scam. You're trying to get me scamming for my information so you can hack into my computer or my my whatever. You're trying to scam me for something else. It's a nightmare.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure you got to that conclusion, but like I said, the contest was entered in August, so it's not going to let you do it again.
Yeah, it didn't work, and now you're scamming me again. It's another scam. It's a nightmare. It's what you're doing is a nightmare. I don't know how you sleep at night. I don't know how you look in the mirror.
I'm not going to let you continue to assault me like that. Is there anything else we can help you?
Good for you.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.